The hero's dead. Couldn't be that person even if I wanted to be. And I don't want to be.
This is so cool!
Oliver walked away.
And the ghosts, they're like nothing we'd ever seen before. Well trained, well armed. We need the hero.
You don't know who I am, do you? I'm Damian Dark.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another recap show. Yes, it's called Talking Arrow. And before I even get into it, you can find this show plus other shows on iTunes now. All you got to do is search Talking Arrow and bam, you can subscribe, like, review, do all the good stuff. And before I even get into it even more and more and more, spoilers. I just want to point that out. I'm going to be talking. I'm talking spoilers here. All right. I've got my phone ready, y'all. I've got my Good Shows app pulled up. If you're a fan of the old TV tag and Get Glue, I suggest you check it out. It's really cool. So I've got it pulled up. I can see that a fair share amount of people have left reviews. I'm not going to read all of them. If you want to go there and find it, you can. I'm going to read Jesus, or as you, some of y'all know him as Dysfunctional.com. He actually wrote a review here. I'm going to be talking about the January 27th episode, AWOL. Yes, I know. I'm finally catching up. I saved Arrow for last. I've got like 12 episodes on my DVR. Binge watch. That's what I'm going to do. Also, I'm looking over to my left shoulder here, and my friend, Anna B., she is a huge Arrow Flash fan from Australia. And if any of y'all have been tuning in from the beginning, we all used to do a podcast together, but with the crazy schedules, we haven't been able to get together. But a new season is coming soon, maybe? I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens. So, I got my notes ready. I watched it really, really fast. What did I think about AWOL? I liked it. It was good. It was a good episode with a happy ending. You know, and you got these bombs that drop at the end, and you're like, what the hell? But this one was cool. Felicity's in the wheelchair now. You know, like Xavier from X-Men. She's feeling kind of in the dumps, but later on, I had the tiger. She gives that speech to Oliver. It was cool to see her bounce back. I am definitely not a fan of her being all emo, dressed in black with black hair. No. I am so glad Felicity chose to go blonde, chose to change her fashion, and chose to take out her contacts so she wear glasses. So much cooler. It was cool to see the backstory with Diggle and Andy. It was cool to see how they were before and how they kind of turned a little bit and everything else. I don't know what's up with Andy. It was cool that he helped Diggle. I knew that Andy was in on it, and so was Diggle. I knew they were planning that with the bad guy, whatever his name was. But I don't know, man. At the end, when they bring out the niece, and like he looks like he's happy, but there's something about Andy. Every time he looks, it's like he wants to tell the truth. I don't know if it's skeletons that he wants to get off his chest or if he's in on something. I don't know. I don't know if I trust Andy just yet. And of course, the season is already finished and some people probably already know. I don't know. Amanda Waller. What the hell? I didn't even see that coming. I liked Amanda Waller. I thought she was cool. She didn't care. She was hardcore. She was a G and she went out like a G. But my mouth dropped open. I was like, whoa, whoa, maybe she's dodged a bullet and she's still alive or something? But looked like she's dead and she's not coming back. I'm still surprised by that. Definitely loved how Laurel points out to Oliver that every time something goes wrong, he has to blame himself. Now, I know Anna B., and Jesus, and even my old friend, DJ Wicked, and I say old friend because we haven't done a podcast in forever, we used to talk about sometimes Oliver's Debbie Downer, man. And I get it. Barry's the same way on The Flash. You know, it's like, come on, you're a superhero. You're a badass. Quit being a Debbie Downer. But I'm glad the crew is calling him out on his crap. Maybe that'll help him change. What else? I think that's it. The big moment. I think this was just a good episode to kind of give the backstory of Diggle and Andy and kind of bring everybody together almost to the point where you know some crap's about to go down. That's how I feel. Like, I was like, oh, okay, cool. So, so let me pull up Jesus's review. Now, you can check his stuff out on dysfunctional.com. He writes stuff for my blog, but he's got his own blog and does a bunch of stuff. He covers a lot of my stuff there in Los Angeles. He put on his review, this was 4 months ago, okay? He gave it a 5 out of 5. A fantastic episode. The season has shown a whole new Felicity. She's definitely fantastic, even with what's happened to her. Oliver is the same as he always been. Wish there would be more to him, but he's just hiding things until it's too late. I like Damian Dark because he's just as evil as Slade was. I would have to agree with this review. I'm trying to figure out if Damian Dark was darker than, get it, what I just did there, was darker than Slade. Slade was cool and he was evil. I guess they're about the same. I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, that was good, Jesus. If you want to leave a comment, people, go to the Good Shows app and check it out. It's available for iPhones and Android, iTunes and Android. There you go. And now I'm looking at my friend Anna B. She sent me this review like back in February 4th. God, I'm so. And she did a combo. She did Arrows, AWOL, and Unchained Thoughts. Unchained. That's what the episode's called. These are her thoughts. I'm not going to read Unchained because I haven't read it yet. And it's hard because it's like a split email. Hi, Mike. Arrows stepping up the pace this season. I am thoroughly enjoying it. I am pleased to see that Felicity has worked through her demons, being in a wheelchair, and is back to working with the team. Not happy in the flash forwards that she is not wearing her engagement ring anymore. I didn't even notice. Anna B, that's why you're a chick, because you notice these things. As Stephen Amell said, he messed up. My thoughts is Felicity found out about him having a son and broke it off. I didn't even notice that freaking ring. We now have a code name for Felicity, Overwatch. She is so happy with that one. And I said that Overwatch like I did. Anna didn't write it like weird or anything. As to the grave, it could be Thea in it due to her bloodlust or Felicity's mum. I didn't see anything. Maybe I missed something on the commercial, but I didn't see anybody. But I know, I already know who dies. Because it was all over the internet and I tried to avoid it. I don't read anything, people. I don't read ahead. I don't like going to... No, I don't want to know. I like to just sit down and get a... Yeah, so I already know who dies, so that little line right there, because I'm so behind. But that's pretty much it. I mean, like I said, I thought it was a good episode. Fight scene were dope. And it was just a happy episode. And I'm wondering if everybody's going to be together now because crap's about to hit the fan, or is Andy a freaking spy? I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens. I guess I'm going to be catching up on some Arrow episodes really, really soon. If you want to check out some of the past ones, like I said before, you can go to iTunes, search Talking Arrow, and you can find them all there, the ones that I've done so far. But I will catch up. I am catching up. And if you go to audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike, everything's there, plus other shows. And you can check out my blog, iWatchMike.com. That is where I'm at, iWatchMike.com. And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Mike the Movie Guy, iWatchMike on Facebook, and of course, Snapchat, Mike the, T-H-A, Movie Guy. And don't forget, Good Shows. Go there, follow me, Mike the Movie Guy, follow you back, and let's join the conversation and talk Arrow and all that good stuff. All right, people, have a good night. I promise I'm going to catch up. Coming soon. That finale. Bye-bye.
The Arrow's dead. Couldn't be that person even if I wanted to be. And I don't want to be.
This is so cool!
Oliver walked away.
And the ghosts, they're like nothing we'd ever seen before. Well-trained, well-armed. We need the Arrow.
You don't know who I am, do you? I'm Damien Darhk.